Welcome to our podcast. My name is Carl, and first of all, I want to introduce you to my friends. We are back with Marius.
Hello and good evening.
And our third co-host, Willy.
Good day.
And together, we are the Skeptical.
Today, we want to have a little discussion on whether to eat meat or not, and we want to talk about the future solutions for eating meat.
First of all, let's take a look about the scientific aspects of veganism.
Sure.
My first point is that most vegan food does not match up with all the nutrients of real meat.
But a vegetarian diet is more healthy than a normal diet, and this is scientifically proven.
And also the taste of this vegan meat, which is very processed, is not the same as the real meat.
But you should also consider that it can taste the same as real meat if it is done right.
Very true, but we don't even know what is in those artificial products.
At least the additives in vegan meat are not as bad for your health as always eating real meat.
People have been eating meat forever, and it sort of always worked.
But just because the people have been doing it forever doesn't mean we have to keep doing so, right?
I mean, sure, but if it was really bad for us, wouldn't we have already evolved around eating it?
Yeah, but in my opinion, we should keep eating meat, there you are right, but also reduce the overall amount of the meat consumption. A idea of mine was that we like only eat it on special occasions, or just the weekend, or only Sundays.
Oh, right, that is the thing I can agree on, but not really special occasions, but rather twice or once a week would be better.
Right, maybe just eat it once a week or every 2 weeks. Also, we need to consider that vegan alternatives have way lower calories compared to their real meat competitors, which can be very helpful when it comes to losing weight.
Right.
But it also has some downsides. For example, those low calories can result in malnutrition. Anyway, let's move on to the topic of the effect on the climate.
I've heard that vegan alternatives are way more CO2 friendly. They seem to produce way less emissions during the production.
How can it be more CO2 friendly though?
So feeding all the animals takes a lot of space and resources. And these animals need to move around and they need to be transported from one place to another. So, and what do you do to transport these animals? You need cars, and these cars produce CO2.
Right. Also, those animals pollute the air by themselves, as they produce lots of methane.
Oh, I see. Don't you also need to chop lots of forests down just for the animals to graze? At least that's what I've heard.
And those forests stored tons of CO2 in the trunks of the trees. All that is then released to the environment, making our global warming and climate change even worse than it already is.
But how is climate change affected by some forests chopped down?
You have to look at it this way. Huge parts of the rainforest were harvested, and so hundreds of tons of the CO2 that were saved in them are released to the environment.
We need those rainforests. Cutting down more and more of them to an irreversible state of destruction will lead to lots of future problems.
Oh, I got it. I just couldn't imagine animal farms having so much to do with the overall climate. So you would say reducing meat production would be a solution for the climate change?
I would definitely say so, as lots of the areas that were once rainforests are now used as farms for animal mass production.
I would partly agree, as the rainforests are not the only problem there is to solve against the climate change. Things like small particle pollution in cities and the CO2 emissions of vehicles are also a big part of the problem.
Okay, but if more and more people go vegan and therefore less people buy meat, farmers will suffer from that, don't you think so? I mean, lots of farmers live off raising animals for mass meat production, and even if the farmer doesn't have that much land, he will suffer from it.
Well, sure, that is also a problem we'd have to face. But couldn't those farmers just switch to vegan food production?
While there are lots of industries farmers could work in, and also vegan food production can be very lucrative as the industries is pretty young and not fully developed yet.
Yeah, sure, they could, but this switch would require a big budget, and also the process of learning how to make vegan food alternatives. Raising animals is not the same as making some tofu, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. Another thing that just came to my mind. If vegan meat alternatives are more easily produced than real meat, wouldn't that be a great solution for world hunger? I could at least imagine that, because there will be way more people in the next decades that need to eat.
Right, it would certainly be a good idea.
Although the calorie to cost ratio is way better with vegan food, real meat is far better when it comes to the nutrient cost ratio.
Sure, that is a thing to consider, but that's also why I stated that continuing, even when reduced to eat meat, would be a good idea.
Got it. Also, by not eating meat, we can save lots of animal lives.
True, the living conditions of those animals are not up to the modern standards by any means.
I've also heard that. From my understanding, most mass production animals live in poor conditions. So if we reduce that, animal cruelty will also decrease.
But aren't those animals bred for the exact purpose of being eaten or produce food in general? I mean, sure, those animals are often kept in unacceptable conditions, which should be changed by any means.
Well, yeah, sure, if you see it in that way. But in my opinion, we should reconsider the concept of meat consumption to decrease animal cruelty and avoid bad living conditions for those animals.
That's something I can agree on. Personally, I think eating meat is not right when it is raised in good conditions. If the animal is raised with enough space and freedom to live, we can eat it with good conscience.
That's true. I mean, animals raised in good conditions, of course, require a higher budget for the comfort and good life of the animal. Because of that, the ethically raised variants are often a lot more expensive than their mass production counterparts.
Well, yeah, they're mostly more expensive because they require more space and therefore more resources for raising them.
If the costs go up, you have to make meat more expensive. But isn't that a good point for being vegan? I mean, you could solve two problems. First, the vegan alternatives are way cheaper, and second, there's no animal cruelty when there's no animal.
I think we should also keep in mind that veganism is not good for everyone. For example, pregnant women and infants are affected negatively.
Sure. Those people need some natural iron in their food, and also especially embryos need calcium to develop properly.
And also, this lifestyle is not that easy to maintain, not just for infants and soon to be mothers.
Sure, it can be hard for anyone to completely stop eating meat. That is exactly why I mentioned eating meat on special occasions would help a lot.
Well, yeah, that's true. And with switching to an alternative lifestyle, you might eat more food that is bad for you, like donuts or more cake. I could imagine that happening, because when you already have problems sustaining a vegan diet, you might cheat in between and then you might cheat bad.
Yeah, sure. I could imagine that too. That would, of course, make a kind of big problem, as the health would probably be affected in an even worse way, as things like fast food or food with lots of sugar will hurt your digestive tract.
You know, let's come to an end. I would say, in conclusion, we should reduce the overall meat consumption by all means. The amount of animals that are kept in those bad conditions is completely unethical.
Also, being vegan will improve your overall health, and not to mention the climate change, which could be slowed down.
To wrap it up, we can all agree that being vegan has lots of positive sides, but also some things that would be annoying and are just unimaginable for some people. So, dear listeners, feel free to let us know about your opinion. You can write it to us at skepticast@gmail.com. That is SCEPTICCAST@gmail.com.
This has been Skepticast. That will be it for today. We'll be back soon.
Bye.
See ya.